USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt is set to hold a hearing on Thursday to decide whether to unseal more documents in the search warrant used at Mar-a-Lago. The raid of President Trump's Florida home had FBI agents armed with automatic machine guns take boxes and steal the president's passports. It's being reported the FBI has since returned the travel documents. Attorney General Merrick Garland wants the documents to remain hidden from the public to preserve the investigation. Media outlets want the documents revealed, citing the FBI's recent lies about Trump cannot be trusted. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott on Fox News.
To me, until we see specificity within the affidavit, we will not have the kind of clarity that the American people need.
Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney lost her re-election campaign by a landslide vote Tuesday. Attorney Harriet Hageman will represent the Republicans in November's midterm elections. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Illegal immigrants continue to pour into the country every day.
The Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of New York is stepping up to help New York City in response to the surge of illegal immigrants that are arriving from Texas. Archbishop of New York Timothy Dolan describes the illegal immigrants' experience traveling to the United States and arriving in New York City.
They've just been through turmoil. Some of them for months have been walking from Colombia and Venezuela. And now they feel somewhat a casa, at home.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending the illegal immigrants on buses to New York City because the cities are sanctuary cities for immigrants, and he believes they should be able to handle it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR Racing is in Watkins Glen, New York this weekend. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
As a member of the Made-for-TV January 6th Commission, Representative Liz Cheney is supposed to be objective in seeking the truth of that eventful day. After losing her re-election bid in Wyoming Tuesday by a landslide, she continued to be judge, jury, and executioner of President Trump in her concession speech.
2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the vote. I could easily have done the same again. The path was clear, but it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. It would have required that I enable his ongoing efforts to unravel our democratic system and attack the foundations of our republic. That was a path I could not and would not take. No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect.
The Labor Department fined Dollar General stores over workplace safety issues after it found problems at three of the company's Georgia locations earlier this year. Government inspectors found exit routes obstructed, boxes of merchandise stacked unsafely, and electrical panels hard to access at stores in Pembroke, Smyrna, and Hogansville. The fines totaled nearly $1.3 million. Today is Indonesia Independence Day, independence from the Netherlands in 1945. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.